Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, May the 15th, 2026. Halfway through the month of May. How about that? And here we are on this Friday morning, Getaway Friday morning. Matt Morgan joins me live in studio. Matt, how's it going?
Pretty all right.
All right. Well, I don't know what that means.
It means...
You got an extra word in there. Just say all right.
No.
Yeah.
I like to say pretty all right.
Pretty all right.
Well, people say pretty good, same thing. Pretty all right.
But you got three words in there. You either say all right or pretty good.
Nope. Pretty all right.
Kind of weak. Kind of weak. But anyway... Last night, you and I attended the Bravo competition, which is presented by the Marion Crawford Prevention Programs. It was at Bucci's last night. Youth Talent Scholarship Competition. And we're going to get into this here this morning. So last night was round four of round five. So there's still another week to go watch this. If you want to see it next week is the grand finale. But last night was Coaches Week. And apparently what that meant was that each person has a coach, and they got to pick the number that the person performed to, the performer. Now, there were eight performers last night. One was a dancer. All the rest were vocalists. And before we get into anything in particular, the competition overall, how did you see it?
I mean, overall, I think the competition went pretty good. I think everybody who performed was, you know, they did, you know, great job. So that's about what you want, I guess.
Yeah. So we're going to hear a little bit of this. And again, we taped these last night in an open room, so you're going to hear everything. It was not a microphone up in anybody's face. But now the first one, we don't have the first performance from last night because we didn't tape that, but that was Patience Delaney, who I thought did a great job performing her song.
Yeah.
It was a different kind of a song.
Oh, that was fine.
Yeah, but what was it from? You said you knew all the songs last night.
I knew all but like three of them.
So you didn't know that one?
I didn't know that one.
All but three? There were only eight.
Well, I knew five. I knew more than half.
Well, that's not good, though. But that's not a good good ratio. But you didn't know...
Five to eight?
No. You didn't know this one, right?
No.
No. But it was a unique song about... What was your understanding of what this song was about?
Well,
go ahead.
There was a girl, and I can like retell the story of the song. I don't know.
Just tell us what the main thrust of the song was.
Well, there was a girl in the song who liked other girls.
Liked other girls.
Yep. And
fine.
Yeah, at the end of the song, I guess she. Kisses a girl, and
liked it.
Yeah,
this is 2026,
and not that song though. It's not the I kissed a girl and I know that song.
No, it wasn't that song. No, this was more of a show tune.
Yeah, this would be more of like a Broadway.
Broadway, I would say. She did very well though. I liked her.
That was a good song.
I thought she did very well.
Yeah.
Now next up was Piper Krosky. Now this is probably the youngest performance in the show last night, I think. And this girl got up with no musical accompaniment. The only person all night to do no musical accompaniment. She did. Did you know what this song was?
I'd have to hear the song.
Because I want to know what five of the eight that you knew. Because I didn't hear you shouting out titles last night.
You sing them?
No, I just...
It's not my job to sing the songs.
I'm not telling you to sing the song. I just want to know the title of these things.
Okay.
Because I didn't know much. But this is a little bit of Piper Krosky last night at the Bravo competition. Let's take a listen to Piper. No background music, which, again, I was impressed with. Here we go.
I know, you know, we know you.
In the morning.
Yep.
You gotta get that worked on. You gotta go to the doctor and get that fixed.
No.
Yeah, no. You got like a coughing issue.
It'll be all right.
But anyway, that was Piper Krosky, and I you know, hearing it now, it's better than it was last night, because to have again the youngest, no instruments, no music playing in the background, room full of people, beautiful voice. I thought she was great.
Yeah. I agree. I like instrumental, but I think the song was good, yeah. She's talented.
Good. All right. Stuff. Very, very, very good. Now, from there, we went to Aaron Brewer.
Yeah.
Now, this was a completely... No, not to Aaron yet. We went to Roman Bracey Malcolm, right?
I could look at the pictures. That's the only sure.
Yeah, line up
I
the pictures here. I'm trying to remember exactly how this went last night. I think it might have went to Roman Bracey after that. Bracey
yeah.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roman Bracey Malcolm. Now, this kid got up and probably sang the most recognizable song of the night.
Yeah.
Which was, what was the song? So recognizable, I can't remember it this morning.
It was either Hear Me Roar.
Hear Me Roar.
That's
it.
The one,
yes.
Yeah.
All right, so here's... And he had the energy. So last night, here is Roman Bracey Malcolm at the Bravo competition. Coming at you momentarily.
And you
Now, see, I thought he was very good, but I think a lot of the response for his song had to do with everybody knowing the song.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yes, he was good.
Well, you're great at this.
Well,
we'll probably kill about 30 seconds this morning with your critiques of this.
Well, see I'm not a judge, you know.
Well, no, I'm not a judge either, but I understand we're doing a talk show, so we gotta fill the time here. He was good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know what you want me to say. He was good. Yeah, he got.
No, I'm just saying. My critique of the song is I believe that people knew that song, so it got them more into the song than maybe had they not known the song. And his performance, I would not put it at the top of the line last night because there were a lot of great performers, but good nonetheless because people knew the song, so the crowd got into it.
Well, picking a song that the crowd knows is always beneficial to you because the crowd knows it, and people do like to sing along to songs they know. And if you get the crowd on your side, it just makes the whole thing look and feel that much better.
So you're coming along now.
Well,
now. All right, now we get to Aaron Brewer, who performed last night. All right, let's hear a little bit of Aaron Brewer, who I think went the country route
Tennessee
last
whiskey.
Night. There you go. You knew that one.
Yep.
All right.
Used to spend my nights out in the ballroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But she rescued me from reaching from the bottom and brought me
last night. That was Aaron Brewer. What can you say? The crowd was with him. Great voice. You can hear it coming through there. Tremendous stage presence. Took a song that everybody knows and made you forget who sang the song. So, just great. Impressed galore I was last night.
Yes. I think that, yes, great song. I think he did a good rendition of it. I don't know. I mean, I think that Chris Stapleton's probably one of my favorite of the country singers. So I think he's got the like more old school kind of country feel.
I was just so impressed because I don't believe I'd ever heard him sing before, and when he got up there, he was tremendous. And what a polite a young gentleman came up and shook my hand before the event started last night, and he's got a performance to give. I didn't have anything to do last night.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, very, very good. Very good performance. And again, great state. He was having fun. You could tell he was having fun. And when the performer has fun, I think the audience has fun.
Well, I don't know who said it, but concerts are like a game of ping pong, okay? Might have been Kurt Cobain.
What does this have to do with where we're going here?
Well,
are you gonna? Oh, that wasn't the quote.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more quote?
Well, I mean, that's basically the quote, but he explains it, but like, you know, I mean,
concerts are like a game of ping pong.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I send the energy your way, you take the energy, you get hyped, you send it back my way, and then it's just a cycle.
So that's what it, not real ping pong.
Obviously not real ping pong, yes.
Gotcha.
That's what we call a metaphor.
Well, but it was a weak metaphor. This is probably why the man had so many drug issues.
Well, I think he had a lot of drug issues for other reasons.
Talked in circles. But the point is the song was good, the performance was great, I enjoyed it.
Yes, good song.
I think there was a few people crying in the audience.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you got emotions important. Now, next came up another, this is somebody we know from City Council, the son of the lady who checks us in on Monday night, Juanita Ross Vanis. Her son, and a well-known name in the community, a lot of kids, Gabriel Ross Vanis. Now, he had the guitar. I don't know what the name of the song is, but here is Gabriel Ross Vanis from last night. Young kid.
It's getting to the end of the show, and I think we should all give a round of applause to our sound guy, Mr. Johnny. Yeah. Also give us a round of applause to the coaches, judges, the staff here at Booties, and Mr. Iris. I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Men's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together, and every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Hey, all is nothing better than you. All is nothing
Gabriel Las Vanas from last night. I'm telling you again, crowd engagement, they got into it. Now, he's playing the guitar and performing at the same time, acoustic guitar, and this kid is well, he's under 10, isn't he?
11.
He's 11. So, again, amazing performance, and seemed completely at ease on stage.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that the guitar is always a nice addition to the music. I think that, by the way, it was like an electric acoustic guitar. He did have an aux hookup. Doesn't really make a difference, I guess.
Well, you gotta get the noise out to the crowd.
Yeah,
I think that's what a lot of people do now.
So, I mean, yes. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought the song was good. Never really heard it before, but,
I think it was a religious song.
Yeah, I think so.
It was, people were, like, going to church in there. I mean, there were people raising their hands and, you know, like they do in Pentecostal church.
Yep, you had people in the background going, you know, praise the Lord.
Oh, see, there you go. I missed that, but there you are.
Yeah, I mean,
it was about time to pass the collection plate.
People were,
they were into it.
Yeah,
they were into it last night. All right, so that was Gabriel Las Vanas. Then we took an intermission. I don't know why.
I don't know. It felt like a long.
Oh, long intermission. So we took an intermission. Then we came back, and we had two more performers. And I'll tell you, we came back. We came back with a gentleman named Talon Watkins. Talon Watkins. All right, well, you just have to hear this yourself, and then we'll come back and comment. Talon Watkins last night at the Bravo competition, playing the drums.
Bye.
drum solo was amazing. Talon Watkins, good song, song everybody knows from the 80s. Good stage presence. He seemed like he had a lot of confidence performing that, and the crowd was into that one. You could hear it almost from the opening.
Yes, and also apparently he had played a different instrument every one of the concerts.
Apparently very musically inclined.
Well, that's good.
And again, these are all young kids. These are all kids, I believe, under 21, I believe.
It's a scholarship program thing, right? So I'd assume so, yeah.
18, somewhere in that area. Then we get to our last performance. Okay, now here we go. Now I'm going to... Okay, we'll talk about this one. But this is Helena Gray. Now, I believe you've heard Helena on this show before, because she was one of the stars, one of the main... She was the female lead in Newsies when we covered it at the Palace a few years ago. And we knew that. We remembered that. And let's hear Helena's performance from last night. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about that. So here from last night is Helena Gray from Newsies.
Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, circumstances more than besides. The victory that blessed me, I was in your arms, thinking I'd be lonely. Figured it made sense. Building me a fence, building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there, but I was a fool, putting my
where we become unpopular, because I don't know what happened, because I thought she was very good at Newsies. So she was really the only one who I had heard perform prior to last night, and maybe it was the law of diminishing returns that I thought she would be better. And listen, I can't sing a lick, so let's not pretend that she sings wonderful. I did not like anything about that. And there were a lot of things going on in the room.
I think the vocals were fine, I guess. I think that the song, I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of the song, really. I think they could have picked a different song in it. Because, yeah, I mean, you were right. I mean, I think in Newsies, she did fine.
Wonderful in Newsies.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that maybe it was just... I mean, the room was kind of smaller, and there was a lot of vocalization that went into that song, so maybe it just didn't play well in the room or something. I don't know, but it just... I wasn't a fan of the song. Well, again, the vocals were good.
Well, they were also singing well. I don't think they did her any great service because she started from the back of the room.
Yeah.
And she was the only person who started from the back of the room, but they didn't tell us she was starting from the back of the room. And they introduced her, and then there was this pause of what seemed like 30 seconds where no music was playing, nobody was singing, and you kind of, I even said, I think maybe she went to the bathroom, because they can't, we can't find her.
Yeah.
And that was awkward, and I think that tipped it awkward from the beginning, because if you start a song and she immediately starts singing, like, here's Helena Gray, bam, and she starts singing, you think, oh, okay, she's in the crowd, which would not have been bad, but that's not what happened. It was, here's Helena Gray, 30-second pause, where is she? And then you hear music.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, yeah, I mean, the it just played out kind of, and you know, it was just strange.
They seemed to love it last night, the judges, not the audience.
The judges loved it.
Oh, let's get to the judges. Night. Now, there's here's where we're really going to become unpopular. But, you know, good, obviously somebody who's got a lot of talent. Obviously somebody who's going to go places. I think she wants to be in musical theater, it sounds like, and I think that's a good place for her. Not the best night last night. Sorry.
For Helena?
Yeah.
I think she, like I said, I think it was just the song. I think she vocalized, you know, I think she sang well. I just, I'm not, I don't like the song.
Okay, now let's start with some of these other things from last night. The MC. I'm not even going to say the person's name because I don't, you know, my intention here is not to, listen, you know what I'm going to say. Years ago, I was told, when you are hosting a show, and I don't know who this person is, never met her before, if you come dressed like the audience, you're going to be sitting in the audience. And she was not, everybody else seemed to be dressed in some kind of costume or something that fit their song. And she was not even in, and I'm not saying you have to wear a tuxedo or a ball gown, but I mean, she was like something you'd wear to the Aquatic Center. I mean, it was not fine for the Aquatic Center, but not for being up in front of people like that. That's all I'm saying. All of a sudden, I'm channeling Joan Rivers from the red carpet fashion shows. It just didn't look right. And she's a good speaker. Good speaker. I could hear her. She was plain and clear. But she, half the time she announced the people, half the time she didn't, as to what song they were singing. And she kept using the word amazing. It was, everybody was amazing. 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 So, I don't know, just a little repetitive. But she did get on and off quick, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as doing the job of the MC, I mean, she kept the thing moving. I mean,
she did do that.
That's about what you want in an MC.
Right. But again, just, you know, a little, if you're going to be up in front of people,
right,
just a little better dressed.
Well, I think she dressed fine. She was wearing, like,
I'm sure you do.
To be fair, I don't dress up a whole lot. But I mean, she was wearing blue jeans and like
spaghetti strap something or another.
I don't know what that is.
I don't even think that was a tank top.
I'd call it a tank top.
No, it was the real thin straps. I think they call those spaghetti straps.
All right, well,
I'm not that into critiquing her look. I'm just saying it was not what you would normally see in a host. That's all.
I thought she did a fine job.
Do you have a crush on this girl or something?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
She's probably about 16.
No, she's not 16.
Everybody else in there was like 12.
No, she's older than that. I wouldn't say that about a 16-year-old.
Say what?
They're poorly dressed.
Why not? 16-year-olds
Let's move on to the judges. Now, this is going to be, I'm sorry, the worst part of the whole thing. First of all, there are two judges, and I'm not sure what their musical background is, because nobody told us. So maybe they do have a musical background. I don't know. But here's the problem. Between every song, we had to stop and hear Matt timed it, right?
I timed one of them, yeah.
Yeah, and it was how long?
7 minutes.
7 minutes in between every song, we had to hear what they had to say. And too much. And they kept saying the same things. This was better than last week. You were better than last week. Good tone.
Everybody was better than last week. Last week must have been terrible.
I'm glad we didn't go last week because it must have been a bad week. And it just, I don't know, it felt so out of place. You'd have this great song, people be into it, and then we'd come to a dead stop for 7 minutes and people would talk.
Yep.
Not good. Not good. You can have judges like that, but just have them, you know, put them on like a point system or something. You know, that was great, you get a 7. You know, bam, we're through. You know, and I think people would cheer for that. There's no cheer. They were giving critiques is what they were doing.
I think it would have been better had they just, like, taken notes. I mean, I think they were taking notes of the people who were up there at the time. But, like, they could have just had somebody sing, been like, all right, what'd you sing, you know, by who? And they're like, all right, cool, thank you. And then move up the next person and just keep it going until all 8 of the people were done.
And then
give the critiques.
And I believe it was their job to name the song, which they forgot half the time to do.
Yep.
So I just didn't like that part at all. It just slowed everything way down. And frankly, if you're this is for the audience. Now, I understand the critiques were for the performers. Give those to them after the show.
I agree.
Because the audience, we don't care. We heard what we heard. We like what we heard. We have our own critiques. And for 7 minutes to listen to you critique these songs, it's just not good. And I get that you said they're trying to be the voice, you thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's a television show. This is not a television show. The reason a television show does that is because these are celebrities, far more known than the people performing. People want to hear from them. And on a television show, you have to have breaks between the songs, because if you just played song, 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 that doesn't work on a television show. This is not a television show last night.
MTV used to run, like, top 100 playlists all the time. And, you know, MTV music
television. No, but I'm talking about a television show, not a music channel like CMT or MTV.
MTV used to play music
videos. And they used to break in and go, I want my MTV. They would have right. You have to have that if you're doing television. That's not what this was. And they had the VJs MTV.
What?
Video DJs, VJs. That, matter of fact, I think they created the term VJ. And I do, there's nothing we can do about this, but there was also Layla Wiley, who danced last night.
Yes.
So we can't, you know, there's no dancing on radio, but she danced to Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Very, very good dance, threw the baton, great outfit, just a lot of talent there. So I don't want to leave her out. Layla Wiley did a great job.
I don't know anything about dancing. I'll have to abstain from this one.
Well, that's what it was. Okay. Oh, okay. Now, see, does anybody have anything to say about this competition? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you... Well, you just heard it. We were at the Bravo competition last night. But no, and again, the judges who are Austin King and Heidi Jones, I don't know them, but nice people, I'm sure. Seem like nice enough people.
Yep.
Just stop that, though. Stop. Just stop. You're killing, as the kids say, the vibe in the room.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It just...
I figured that maybe you could just cut like your critiques in like half
them
thirds,
down.
And then it'll be so much better.
Oh man, if they something. All right, go ahead, caller.
Y'all hear my baby singing?
I certainly
did. Like an angel.
I truly was incredibly impressed. I'd never heard him sing, and when he got up there, he seemed like there was no nerves, and I was just incredibly impressed.
I cried.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
I did. It's a difficult song with a lot of key changes and a lot of note changes, and I don't get to listen to him, like, I don't get to physically look at him while he's practicing. He stays in his bedroom with the door closed, so I sit at the top of the steps, so if he opens the door, I can take off real quick. But so I only get to hear it from behind the door. And, like, he'll know that I'm listening because I'll text him. I'll be like, you got that part, but you need to just back it down a little bit, you know, or whatever. Or right there it was. That's what you need to do right there. So he knows I'm listening. But I had not heard and seen all of it put together until last night. And then it still amazes me when he opens his mouth, what comes out. It's just beautiful.
He's got a lot of confidence. I mean, he's a great singer, absolutely. But what surprised me was the confidence level that he had. And that's impressive. That I don't know where that comes from, but that's great.
Well, Matt, I don't know where it comes from either. It comes from parents that love him and from being a good kid and knowing who he is and being secure in his own being, and I'm very, very proud of him for that. That's above and beyond his ability to sing like a bird. But it's like Matt said, one thing I've noticed with my son, and this isn't something you can teach, it's something you have it or you don't. The ping pong, he feeds off the energy of the crowd. The more excited the crowd gets, the better he sings.
Well, he is the only person last night who said something to the crowd, actually talked to them during the song.
Implored them to sing along.
Yes, and I like that. I like that.
The week before, he sang Drift Away. He did the Uncle
Cracker version. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, yes, I love that song.
I have a recording of it.
I have to send it over.
But there's one part of the song where the lyrics are, you help me along, you help me stay strong. My son gets up there and says, you help me along, now help me sing this song. I was like, who are you, sir, party animal, up there with your hat on backwards and your sunglasses talking about, now help me sing this song?
Oh,
so
it was...
I couldn't be more proud of him.
No, I mean, you should be. You should be very, very proud. Very, very good.
All the kids were great, weren't they?
Oh, they were, and like I say, I even hate having to knock Helena. I just think they did her a disservice last night.
She has an amazing voice for her age. My goodness, she has an amazing voice.
Oh, amazing voice. I think...
Her intro, no, they should have said, Miss Helena will be starting from the back of the room this evening. Because my table was right beside her, and we were still chit-chatting, waiting for her to take the stage.
Yeah.
She's standing right next to us, getting ready to sing.
Well, and I think the fact that there was a 30-second gap between the introduction and her starting, I think had it started immediately, we were ready because she had introduced her. And mm-hmm. So that would have helped. But the 30, I said, I think she went to the bathroom because I don't see her here anymore. And that just was not good. And then I think from there, nobody knew the song. I don't know what the song was. And it, too small a room to belt like that if you're in the audience. It just was not, it wasn't her best night.
See, now, I was much further in the back, almost in complete back of the room, and the vocals and the dynamics came off much differently, I'm sure, than they did in the front of the room, because they were very powerful in the back of the room.
Now, she's got a voice.
It might have been a bit overwhelming, that being that close to her. I think, as I heard you guys say, she's from musical world.
Yes,
and, you know,
yes.
You got a whole stage to fill, and your audience is much, much further away from you than that situation. But I think they were all phenomenal. Awesome. I mean, wasn't that awesome?
Oh, I didn't hear a bad performance last night.
Amazing. Wasn't that amazing?
Well, and I hope everybody I hope everybody goes to the finale next week, 7 o'clock at Bucci's, behind Bucci's. But the thing of it was, I mean, there was something nice about everybody last night, and it was different with everybody. Like when Piper performed, Piper Krosky, I thought what a brave thing to get up there with
a cappella,
and that song,
seventh grade,
and the song was great. That was like a Sondheim-ish song to sing, and she did it, and so I was impressed with that.
She's a very talented young woman. My son has taken they took voice lessons from the same voice coach for a couple of years, so I've seen her perform a few times, and it's, you know, spring performances and Christmas performances.
Yep.
She's very talented.
Very, very. She's got a big career ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, the way Talon played those instruments.
He can play anything his hands touch. It's amazing. Every week he plays something different. Last week he busted out a harmonica.
Now, and see, and he also had great presence when he was performing.
Now, I've got to tell you, when they say that these kids are getting better every week, they really are. They started out good, But it's like they're comfortable with the stage and the crowd, and they're getting more comfortable performing, and they really have improved every single week. It's amazing. Well, I'm amazed.
And Gabriel, goodness gracious, with the guitar.
He's great, yes. And his little gospel song.
Yes. And people literally were putting their hands up in the crowd. I mean, it was a whole thing in there. So
I got my skin burning a little bit, but
oh, no.
I don't know if people realize how hard it is to play the guitar and sing at the same time. It is incredibly difficult. Well, so to have that skill at that age is amazing.
And we're going to talk more about this as the morning goes along, but the host, I mean, did she dress like that every week?
Yes. She's young. I believe she graduated last year or the year before. Maybe last year. She's somehow affiliated with the restaurant or the Palace musical.
I told you she got that job through her job.
Yes. Yes, yes. That was told.
And again, she speaks very well.
She knows someone. Oh, yeah.
She speaks very well. I think that she was
amazing, but she's young, so I take that into account when you're talking. She's young and maybe doesn't realize that she's supposed to wear the bow tie or the evening gown.
Well, and again, I'm not even saying she had to go that deep. She was just very underdressed last night. And
you wouldn't know that she was part of.
No, she would take
production.
A drink order. You know, that's what you would think.
Well, no, because the people that were taking your drink order had on black shirts and black.
There you go. There you go. And also, just pick another. Listen. Moving the show as a host is what you're there to do, and she did that very well.
Yes.
But she said amazing every time.
I know.
Just pick another word.
Remember, she's a young person also, and the room is getting fuller and fuller by the week also, so she's dealing with a bigger and bigger crowd to address. So
I think
she's doing amazing.
No, I'm not. Listen, she was fine, but if she had had like a sparkly shirt on or so, I would have been impressed.
I agree. Like a sequin. Yes, I agree. But now week one when she started, she was like this, and she was reading everything off of a paper.
Oh, good. Then she's improved.
Yes.
She's improved. Oh, good. Then I'm happy. Okay,
maybe we can get wardrobe and worked into week.
Well, for the finale, she better dress up for the finale. But
yes. I would have on an evening gown and a tiara. That would be my option.
Well, there you go. But no, I mean,
I might. Somebody, wait a minute, my kid's singing. I've got to.
That's right. But the judges. Oh man. I mean, those 7-minute interludes. Oh Lord.
They haven't always been that long, and those are also getting longer. No. Okay. So. Typically, there's only two judges. This week, the third judge was the coach for the singer. They were all paired up with someone. They haven't had coaches. This is coaches' week. So they were paired up with someone this week. If you come back next week, there will only be two judges.
So we're looking closer to like 4-minute interludes instead of 7-minute interludes.
But you know, kills.
They were allowing 15 minutes per singer to sing and to get a critique. And this week, it went more like 20.
Well, here's the thing, and again, I don't know either one of those judges. I don't know what their musical background is, but the thing of it is that when somebody performs a great song and the crowd is up at their height at the end, and then basically you press the pause button on the VCR for 7 minutes, and the next person is basically just getting up to a cold room, and if you are not the performer, that is for the performer. We're sitting in the room, just, where's the next song? I mean,
It is a youth scholarship competition. It is a competition. And last year they did, I guess we weren't part of it, but it was people went home every week. So there were 18 that started out.
Oh, like voting off the island.
Home.
Well, see, but that's a bad idea because then you lose your crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
This year they've kept everyone all week. And what they're doing is they're scoring. They have score sheets, you know, how many out of 10 points in each area. And then everybody will be scored at the end of the week.
And I'm sorry, my other critique of the judges, not one of them said anything bad. Now, I'm not saying you have to tear a kid apart. I'm not saying that at all. It's not American Idol. But we knew what they were going to say every time. I mean, they were going to say.
The first few weeks, they had told the kids, you need to work on this, you need to work on that. You missed some notes. That sort of thing. They have done that.
Like, I felt like last night, nobody mentioned any of that with Helena, and certainly we are not music aficionados, but that would have been something easy to point out, and I don't know what they saw, but it was different than what we saw.
Well, I guess it'll all come out in the score sheets, huh?
It'll all come out. Well, I think she scored very high because...
I think he did score very high last night.
Because what's his name? What's the judge's name? Austin. He just, boy, I thought he had a, during her performance, he had some kind of a spasm or something. He was very happy.
He's a very animated fellow, but he's doing a lot of work to put this together for the kids, so I'm grateful.
And good for him. And good. Yeah. Is that how they're affiliated, the judges?
The Heidi Jones is the other judge. She is the head of the Chamber of Commerce. She did Mary Matters for years.
Oh, okay.
And Austin, I believe he also works for the restaurant. Now, I know you need to get off of here, but last year, the person who was...
If I can get a job there, can I become a judge? I'm going to see
probably.
If I can get a part-time job there.
Well, one of the person who was supposed to be a judge last year, they didn't show up the night that the contest was to start, and they were just MIA. So Austin was thrown into it last year. Man. And this year, it's sort of become his production.
Well, what are they going to do? Well, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll talk more about this next hour.
I've got to go to court twice today, and neither time's for me.
So. Okay, thank you.
Bye, Scott.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Tomato, tomato.
The Talking Place.